Okay, we had to be delayed for a week, but our New Year's resolution sermon is to turn them from the power of Satan to God. What a great thing. For those of you that didn't have any New Year's resolutions, now you have one. Okay, and those of you that have them, now you got another one. And if you don't like it, that's fine. You don't have to take it, but I'm giving there as an option to you and asking us to think about this as a New Year's resolution to be able to turn people you meet this year from the power of Satan to the power of God. And to believe in yourself that you can do that, and that's a task God has asked each and every one of us to do. Our lesson all comes this morning from Acts 27. There, skipped on me. Now it's better. As you can see, the red letter edition in what I have here, Paul's experience and his first connection with Jesus. Well, I ask us this morning, what's your first experience that you remember about Jesus? Come in contact with the Word of God. Coming in contact with the power. Coming in contact and understanding how He takes away our sin. That He was the Son of God. That He is the way, the truth, and the life. That He has the power to turn us from darkness into light. Jesus tells Paul, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as the Gentiles. And here's the funny thing, folks. How many of us want to be delivered from somebody in our lives? Okay, sometimes my wife wants to be delivered from me, okay? So this applies. Delivered from a boss. Delivered from a bad situation. Delivered from stress, a stressful situation. Delivered from an incident on the highway, road rage, something on television, something somebody said to you. Jesus tells Paul, I'm going to deliver you from the Jews and the Gentiles. So I'm delivering you from everybody that's giving you issues. And then he says, now I send you back to them to open their eyes. So how do you deliver somebody from people and then turn around and send them right back to him? To be free in Christ. He's delivered him from darkness, so now he can turn around and go back and share that good news with those people. The light. He didn't deliver him from stress. I got more stress being a Christian than I do not being a Christian. Because I care, and because I know what the darkness and the light is. That's a good thing. I'm delivered from sin. I'm delivered from the power of Satan. We are delivered into light. And then to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Why? Just because they're going to win the lotto. No. Because it can make them winners. No. Because they need forgiveness of sins. And they need eternal life. And they need to walk by faith. Here's an easy thing for us to sit back and say. And I just sat in a pew and I'll just put a little. You know what? Paul, that's a neat thing for Paul, right? I'm going to be just like you guys for a minute. Jesus delivered Paul. Jesus sent Paul. Jesus told Paul to do all this. And Paul did all that. And all this transpired because of it. Multiple people were forgiven, and multiple people had faith in Jesus. That's a pretty story. I like that story. I need to repeat that to my grandchildren. But our lesson this morning, folks, I ask you this. Did Jesus deliver you from the power of light? From darkness to light? Has Jesus sent you? Sent me? Or is this just for Paul?
And I ask, if you say it's just for Paul, I ask you, how in the world does God expect His kingdom to grow? How do we expect the kingdom of God to grow? If we don't abide in the same things Jesus told Paul to.
And I'll mention the one thing, how in the world can you say, or we say, that we love one another, and yet we let each other continue in darkness? A few months back, I heard somebody, oh, they do that because they love them. I said, no, that's not love. Controlling somebody is not love. Dictating to somebody is not love. Being overbearing on somebody is not love. Explaining to them that helping them from darkness to light is love. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. He came to do this. And then He came back to tell Paul this, to get Paul's help. He needs our help to do the same thing. What a great New Year's resolution in my life is to help people. Now, here's what I got to say. I'm not looking for numbers in my life. I'm not saying I've got a goal of 12 people to help turn to Jesus. But if I don't have a goal to share Jesus with those I love, am I really following Jesus? Am I really part of the team? Or am I just a spectator? And obviously, folks, you know, if the shoe fits. But I'm explaining, I'm using myself as an example. And I look in the mirror and I say, no, I need to share Jesus with people. I need to love them enough. I need to hate the darkness enough to tell people about the darkness. We talked about that this morning with the prophets. Brother Brad did a great job this morning. All in order to have forgiveness of sins and inheritance and eternal life and have faith in me. I promised. Gave my word, okay? Because the restroom situation, okay? I'm going to keep that. But actually, I'd already kind of thought, you know. I could talk for 2, 3, 4 hours, folks. I love the Word of God, and it works on me. I need to hear it. But I understand. I'm just telling you. Continuing on in Acts 26, therefore, King Agrippa, Paul says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared it first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting of repentance. For these reasons the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. Therefore, I have obtained help from God. To this day I stand, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come. That the Christ would suffer, that He would be the first to rise from the dead, and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. I would like for us to just think again. Once again, Paul's talking to a king. He's in front. He's pleading for his life. He's explaining why he's doing what he's doing and what his faith is. He's telling somebody very important about Jesus. And he says, I'm not going to disobey God. Same thing with us. Folks, you can't tell somebody about the light and the darkness and then stay in the darkness. You can't. You're being disobedient to the heavenly vision that says, remove yourself from that. Say no to Satan. I know this is a new year, but you know what? Satan's got a new bag of tricks he's going to use on each and every one of us. And he's got an old bag of tricks, and he's going to pull some of them old ones back out. Because we still struggle with them. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I know what's going to happen in my life. Be with me. I will be with you. I'm walking in the light as He is in the light. I'm going to say no. I'm not doing that this year. I'm not doing that today. That they should repent and turn to God and do works befitting repentance. It's kind of the same thing I just said, folks. Say no. There's nothing wrong with saying no. I'm a Christian, I'm not doing that. I'm a Christian, I'm not thinking that. That's personal, isn't it? But we got to do that. Jesus knows what we're thinking and what we're tempted with. Do works befitting repentance. Let your actions follow up. Let your faith be known as a live faith. You're acting out the words of your commitment to Jesus. And you know, having help from God. I don't know about you, but I need some help from God in my life. It's a new year. I've been blessed beyond measure. I still need help from God. The minute I think I can do it on my own and I don't need help from God, I walk over into that darkness. Because selfishness and self-reliance, folks, is not... How much did Jesus rely on Himself? He didn't. He relied on His faith and relied on the Father. There's not weakness in asking for help. There's not weakness in faith. There's strength in faith. Our world doesn't want you to believe that. Okay? The truth that we need to share with people to help them turn from darkness into light is the simple truth here. And there's a lot of people, we take for granted, folks, there's a lot of people that don't know that Jesus suffered and came to this earth, the Son of God. Don't take for granted, there's millions of people that don't know that. And God needs our help. And that He was the first to rise from the dead. And that He would proclaim light. And that's what helps people understand to change from darkness into light. It's not because I'm a goody two-shoes. It's not because I do this. It's not because I do that. Some of those things help a little bit, folks. But it's God's holy word and the truth about Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. It's directing them back to Jesus. Not to church. It's to Jesus. Church doesn't save, Jesus saves. Church is a byproduct of people following Jesus. And last part of our scripture this morning. Continue on in verse 24. Now as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and reason. For the king before whom I also freely speak, knows these things, for I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. Paul's saying, I hope and I wish everybody would be Christian. I wish and I hope everyone would follow Jesus. I wish and I hope everyone would go from darkness to light and recognize that Jesus came to take away sin and how ugly sin is and how precious Jesus is. And I speak the words of truth and reason. Kind of what he said is, look around you. Does all this make sense? One of the things that led me to my faith, folks, and back to the church and back to Jesus, is I looked at the world and I sat in a courtroom and I was there and witnessed what happened. And I saw this person say a different story, and I saw this person say a different story, and I said this person say a different story, and I saw this person say a different story. And the judge is trying to figure out who's telling the truth. I was in my early 20s. And I'm thinking to myself, I was there, I saw it all. That person's lying. That person doesn't know. That person's supposing. I was looking for the truth. And in that setting, I couldn't find the truth. And I started understanding the earth and the world according to God. According to the truth. And it all made sense. Truth and reason. Jesus really does make sense if you want to understand and go from darkness and from the power of Satan to the power of God and into light. And if you don't, it doesn't make sense. Jesus doesn't make sense. Sin doesn't make sense. I can do whatever I want. Selfishness makes sense. I'm in control of my own destiny. I will rely on my own merits and my own works, not in the power of the blood of Jesus. That is not truth and reason. That is selfish reasoning, okay? So you don't have to obey God Almighty. We're blessed not to have to do that because we're in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. What a shame for a king to say, you almost persuade me to be almost persuaded. You imagine where, I wonder if this is a passage somebody read when they wrote the song, Almost Persuaded. Maybe, maybe not. Folks, that's going to happen in our lives as we share Jesus this year. Some people are going to be almost persuaded. That happens. But that's on them. Be like Paul and say, I wish everybody would follow Jesus. Be excited about being in Jesus. Be excited about being forgiven of your sins. Be excited that you're going to live forever. And you're walking by faith. Folks, our title of our lesson this morning is to turn them from the power of Satan to God. We've looked how Jesus told Paul to do that. And we've reasoned among ourselves from God's holy word on some things that will help us in our walk. Will God deliver and send you? Question for us. I like to say the answer is yes. He has already done that. To do what? To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith. Not to convert them to the church, not to convert them to anything, but to Jesus, and to turn them from the power of darkness to light. I need to be able to say I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Okay? And I'm not talking about miraculous stuff. What I'm talking about is, I'm not disobedient to God's word talking to my heart. One of the reasons why we prayed this morning before we began. To teach repentance, to turn to God, and to do works befitting to repentance. Two things. We got to teach each other that. We've got to teach people that. And we also, folks, have to live that in our lives. We will obtain help from God. God has promised that. God loves us way beyond we can even imagine. He's told us multiple times, Jesus said, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. I love you. I'm going to take care of you. And yet, I in my life struggle receiving that truth. Did Christ suffer? Was he the first to rise from the dead? And did he proclaim light to all people? If you say yes, share that with those people you come in contact with this year. We can speak the words of truth and reason. Everybody can. You just don't have to be able to be a preacher like myself, okay? You don't. You don't, you don't, you don't. Don't sell yourself short. The power of God can work in everyone. Doesn't matter what title you have. That's the neat thing about the power of God and His promises and His word. He's not a respecter of persons. He says, you follow me. Be like Paul and say, hear me today that we might become altogether such as I am in Christ. Are you in Christ today? Are you in the light? Are you following Jesus? Are you committed to continue to follow in Jesus and help others do that this year? We offer invitation this morning to make things right with God, however you need. As we stand and sing the invitation song this morning.